that I wanted to talk about in terms of Zareya, and then Emir Hashem, next time we're going to move on to Chayresh. So Zareya, the topic is with regards to potted plants, whether it's a perforated pot or a non-perforated pot, and this is very nogea halacha l'maisa with regards to practical situations of Zareya. So the sugya begins with this Gemara over here in Pei Aleph on the Beis. Chayresh is going to take us back to Ayin Gimel, so we'll regroup and get back to Ayin Gimel, even though we're a little bit spread out over here. So the Gemara over here in Pei Aleph on the Beis says the following: Gufa Amarish Lachis Tzurash Alubo Asavim. If you have a rock that has stuff growing on it, Mutu Kaneach Ba, a person is allowed to clean himself with it after relieving himself. Va'Tayish Mimena B'Shabes. But if you detach anything from the rock, Chayv Chatas. You're Chayv Chatas. Amar HaPapi, a puppy says, Shema Minami the Reish Lakish, we learn from Reish Lakish. Why are you Chayv Chatas, by the way? Why are you Chayv Chatas? So turn to the Gemara, to the Mishnah Tzadi Hei Amid Aleph. The Mishnah tells you why. The Mishnah Tzadi Hei Amid Aleph says, HaToilesh Mei Otzitz Nakuv. If a person detaches something from a perforated pot while it's over the ground, the Gemara assumes that why is it so important that it's perforated? Because if it's perforated, nutrients come up through the ground, through the air, into the pot.
What does and the hole in it
comes up through into the bottom of the pot. So we explained, how does that correspond to reality? So it could be that there's gases that from the soil emits gases, carbon and nitrogen and other gases that aid the growth of the plant. Could be that's what it corresponds to. Anyway, so the nutrients come up through the air and into the pot. So if you detach something from that pot, chayiv, you're chayiv for kaitzer, the third malacha. V'she'eno nakov, but if it's not a perforated pot, potter. It's only asa midrabanan. It's potter avalaser. Whenever it says potter in Shabbos, it doesn't say mutter. It means it's potter. You're potter avalaser. It's asa midrabanan. So if you detach something from a perforated pot, you're chayiv. If it's not perforated, then it's asa midrabanan. So back over here, pay off from the base. The Gemara says, if you have this rock, which something is growing on it, mudu kaneach, but you're allowed to wipe yourself with it, but targesh mimena b'Shabbos. But if you detach something from it on Shabbos, chayv chatos. He's chayv chatos. Why? Because he detached something from a perforated pot. This rock is like a perforated pot. Because it's, I guess there's stuff growing on all sides of it, so there's probably stuff that's over the ground. Yes?
Rashi does this with Kavana, right?
If you're Toilish with Kavana,
then why are you bringing a Chatas?
Where is it? Where is it? Hold on. V'miskaven chayv demachem yiduhu alfa bishu tzorah v'eino alfa. Toilish means then, so then you'd be chayv skiwa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a Chatas. This is a good point. I don't know, it's a good point.
Oh, but you're not
it's an excellent point. It's not a shogeg. Excellent point. No, he means it's not a Dovah Shein v'miskaven. That's what it means, probably. It's not a Dovah Shein v'miskaven. Because then it's mutter. All right, tricky. Amar Papa, he means you intend to pull something out. You didn't realize that it was Usher on Shabbos. That's probably Chayav Chatas. But if you don't intend for it, it's Dovah Shein v'miskaven. It probably doesn't happen every time. Okay. Good. Amar Papa, Shema Mino. Papa says, we learn from here. Midrash Lakish. Shema Mino, Midrash Lakish. We learn from Eish Lakish. Hai Parpisa, a perforated pot. Shaila Totule, one is allowed to move it. You see from the fact that you're allowed to wipe yourself with this rock, must be an otzitz nakuv, a perforated pot is allowed to be moved. Maski for Rav Kahana asked him, Amu Litzarech, Yomu Shalai Litzarech. Just because it's mutter to a person to wipe himself after relieving himself for covered abrios, Yomu Shalai Litzarech, where the guy wants to move it because it looks better over here and worse over here, so he wants to move from one place to the other place. How do you see one from the other? No, it's mutter with kanechba. But it's not mutter if you want to move it for willy-nilly, just to move it from one place to the other. That we don't see. Then the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Parpiso, Hoyo Va'asa Liyadon Lema Vamilsa. Since these perforated pots came up, let's discuss something about it. Hayamuna Chagabe Karka, if it was sitting on the ground, perforated pot. They need Chagabe Yisedos, you put it on a stand. These stands, I'm picturing something that's made from four prongs, and has like a circle in the middle, and the pot sits in the circle. So the perforations are over the ground, and nutrients are flying up through the ground, from the ground, through the air, into the perforated pot. Hayamuna Chagabe Karka, they need Chagabe Yisedos. It was on the ground, you picked it up and put it on this pedestal. Mechayev, Mishum Toilesh. Yechayev for Toilesh. Hayamuna Chagabe Yisedos, if it was on this pedestal. Ve'nicha gabi karka, and you put it on the ground, chai mishum nateya. then you'd be chayiv for noteya. If it was on the ground, you put it on the pedestal, it's teresh. Why? Because it's deriving nutrients slower. Yes, it's still flying through the air and getting nutrients, but at a slower rate. And if you put it down on the ground, it just sped up. So you help the growth of the plant. That's zareya. So if you put it down from the pedestal to the ground, that's zareya. If you pick it up from the ground and put it on the pedestal, that is kaitzer. Toilish, same thing. Yes.
So if you were to pull a plant, toilish is, I assume, like the malach is pulling something out from where it grows. So if you pull a plant, like you start to pull it out, you'd be chayv for toilish right away from the time you start.
When it's detached. When it's detached.
But it's not. But here it's not detached. Really, it's just less.
Excellent. Look at Rashi. Chayv mishum toilish. You're chayv for detaching. You're basically asking the following, Sammy, what you're asking is, but isn't it really still attached because it's deriving nutrients from the ground, even when it's raised onto the pedestal? So writes Rashi, chayv mishum toilej, de'ein onene shuv mireich hakark, it's no longer benefiting from the smell of the ground, meaning from the gases. Ve'li nire, says Rashi, da'hai chayv lav davka, you're not chayv for toilej, ela osur, it's osur midrabanon. Mishum de dami le toilesh. It's similar to toilesh. De I chayiv mamish, because if it really meant that you're chayiv, le tzarek, heki shor rabbanon, isa karis viskiv. How can they allow you to wipe yourself with this rock just because kavod abrios, we push aside isurim de rabbanon, yes, but not isurim de raisa. If a person's walking along on the street, he realizes he's wearing shatnez de raisa, he has to take it off right there, middle of the street. We discussed this. Guys walking in the street, they say, hey, you didn't get, you get that check? Not yet, I'm on my way. Oh, I just got that check. Shatnez. That's it. Sorry. Ein chachma vein tfuna, neged Hashem. There's nothing. There's no etzes. He's stuck. Kavod abrios, can I push aside an isa midaraisa? So over here, if this is really toilesh midaraisa, how could we push it aside for kavod abrios? How can you push it aside for kavod abrios? You're picking a rock up off the ground, picking it up, and he's wiping himself with it. Yes, it's true, it's benefiting from the ground. But if that would be toilesh midaraisa, couldn't do it just for kavod abrios. Must be, says Rashi, it's only toilesh midarabanan.
It's a rock he's picking up from the ground?
The rock is like a perforated pot, because there's stuff growing all over it on all sides. Like so it goes through,
the
huh?
The rock is like stuck in the ground?
Yeah, it's on the ground. I pick it up, and the guy's wiping himself with it. So he picked it up off the ground. Now it's on top of a pedestal. So yes, it's true, it's benefiting still from the ground. So Rashi says, since it's benefiting from the ground, there's only toilesh midarabanan. It would be toilesh midaraisa, it wouldn't be allowed. How could you do it? You couldn't do it. So it must be, because it's still benefiting from the ground, it's only toilesh midarabanan. What about zareya? Is the zareya daraisa here, or zareya is darabanan too? What about for Rashi? You have it on the pedestal, and I put it onto the ground. What's that? Sounds like that's Zareya Daraisa. Rashi doesn't make a point about that one. He only goes out of his way to tell you that it's Toilesh Midarabana, but it sounds like it would in fact be Zareya Midaraisa. Why not?
Getting nutrients up there, so
now I'm increasing nutrients. Let me ask you something. A plant without water is growing. Of course it's growing, but I watered it. Oh, I open the window next to it. We'll see in a second. So then that aids the growth. So then you're chayiv midaraisa.
That's the avzuri.
Yeah. No, it's a tolda. But yes. But yeah, be chayiv midaraisa. So for Rashi, it sounds like toilesh should only be midarabanan. If it was on the ground, I pick it up and put it on the pedestal because it's still benefiting from the ground. But if it was on the pedestal and I put it back on the ground, you'd be chayiv midaraisa for zareya because I aided the growth of the plant. Meaning what they're going to explain, what Rashi is really telling us, is the fundamental difference between Kaitzer and between Zareya. Rashi is saying the following. The two malachos are not opposites of each other. Zareya is to plant, Kaitzer is to detach, but they're not exact opposites. This pshat is found in the Divrei Yechezkel, but you don't have to be a Divrei Yechezkel to say this. Many say like this. And that is that Zareya means to aid the growth of a plant. Anything that aids the growth of the plant. So if it was on a pedestal and I put it onto the ground, I aided the growth of the plant. It's now going at a much greater bandwidth over here, the gases. So now I'm chai for zareya. Kaitzer means detaching something from the ground, not making it less likely to grow.
Why do you
That's not kaitzer.
What's the purpose of detaching it? For what?
I'm sorry?
Zaria is to help the plant grow.
Help the plant grow. So as long as I help the plant grow, it's up high, I put it closer, it's going to grow better. So that's Zaria Doraisa. But, Koitzer Doraisa, it won't be. In order to violate Koitzer Doraisa, you actually have to detach something from the ground. If it's not detached from the ground, it's still benefiting still from the ground, so then you can't be chai for koitzer. Koitzer means detaching something from the ground. Zaria doesn't mean attaching something to the ground. Here it's still really attached because it's benefiting up here, it's benefiting down here. Really, it's still a connection with the ground. Zaria is you've aided growth. That's Zaria.
What is
koitzer? Is to detach something from the ground.
What's the general aim usually when you koitzer something?
Pluck an apple from a tree. Mm-hmm. Koitzer. But let's say I make the tree grow, I stunt the growth of the tree. I don't detach any apples, I stunt the growth. It might be koitzer midrabanan, but that's not koitzer d'oraisa. In order to violate koitzer midrabanan, you have to separate something from the ground. And here, when I have the pot on the floor, and I pick it up and put it on Gabi Yesedos, I've not detached anything from the ground. It's still benefiting from that relationship that it had with the ground.
That's like if you put soil in a pot and you were to grow something from that pot.
Yeah.
Was that koitzer midrabanan?
What?
If you were to detach it? Let's say if you were to take a pot, you put dirt in there, and then you were to grow a plant or fruit or something.
Yeah.
And then if you were to remove the fruit from that pot, that would be koitzer d'oraisa.
That's the exact sugya that we're learning today. Haimunoch agabi karka, and then you put it agabi yaseido, so haimunoch agabi yaseido is v'nifa agabi karka. We're going to have three sheets in Rishonim. So Rashi shita is that in these two scenarios, there's koitzer d'rabanan, Torah Yishmin d'Rabbanan, same thing, and Zoreya d'Oraisa. How could you have this? Aren't these two malachas opposite? Apparently not. Koitzer means to detach something, at least mid'Oraisa. And here you didn't detach it, it's still benefiting from the ground. Zoreya means to aid growth. They're not exact opposites of each other. Koitzer is not stunting growth. Might be midrabanan koitzer, but it's not d'oraisa. D'oraisa is only if you detach something from the ground. So over here, since the pot is still benefiting from the ground, when it's up here, it's not koitzer midrabanan. It's koitzer midrabanan, but it's not koitzer midrabanan. But if I have a pot up here and I put it down, that's d'oraisa because I aided the growth of the plant. And Rashi brings a proof. How do I know this? Because otherwise, how would we allow the guy to wipe with the stone? Just because if it would be a Torah Shmid Arayis, we couldn't allow it, but Makom Kavod Abrios. Kavod Abrios, yeah, they're Rabbanans, but not the Arayis. That's Rashi's opinion. Yeah, turn to the Rambam. Yeah.
Can we say
yeah.
Another proof also that it says
Chai Chatas instead of Chai Skiwa? Nah, it implies the Arayis. Chatas is just the Shogeg of Skiwa. It's not, one is by accident, one's on purpose. But it's not less forceful. Not at all.
What's the difference between Mota and
Zoreya? The same thing. One is planting trees, one is seeds.
There's other things that trees have in
Malachos? They're both avos, but in the same category. So really, the parallel. Same thing, basically. They're interchangeable. However, turn to the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees. Page 33, Rabbi Zayin, in the sheets.
So Zoreya, aiding growth is...
Zoreya. Koitzer is not stunting growth. It's detaching something from the ground. And here, since I put it on the pedestal, it's still benefiting from the ground, still being yonik min hakarka, there's no koitzer.
So Zoreya aiding growth is just a category of aiding growth in any way, not so much putting the seed in the ground.
No, that's a d'oraisa of aiding growth, yes. Yeah, seeding in the ground is the av. The toldo, which is also d'oraisa and everything, that's aiding growth in any way. Watering. Watering is aiding growth.
So if you were to, let's say, cut roses or something before Shabbat...
That's koitzer d'oraisa.
That's okay, that's before Shabbat. But during Shabbat, you put it in a vase.
Can we get up? We're going to get up to it. Wait a second. 33.
Wait.
Rabbi said, yes.
When you say detach, why would it be the Rabbanan? Is he saying for the same reason?
Here, it's the Rabbanan. Oh, I'm sorry. Here,
no.
Because the Doraisa is to detach something. So in these two scenarios, Rashi says, Koitzer is only the Rabbanan, Zoreya will be Doraisa here. Because the Malacha of Koitzer Doraisa is only if you detach something. Whereas Zoreya d'oraisa is any aiding growth.
Anything?
So over here, where you're not fully detaching it, it's still benefiting from the ground, it's only koitzer d'rabanan.
Independent of karka, like it has no relation at all?
It does. It's still benefiting. The nutrients are flying through the air. However, the Rambam disagrees with this. Rabbi, turn page 33. The Rambam in the middle of Halacha Dalet says the following. We're not going to read all of Halacha Dalet, but at the period, five lines down, Halacha Dalet, it says, Gavshusha shall offer. Gavshusha shall offer. Clump of dirt. Sha'alaba salvim. That has weeds. Okay? Clump of dirt has weeds. That's a perforated flower pot. Higbiya mayala karka v'nicha gavi seidos. You pick it up from the ground, you put it on this pedestal. Chayim mishum toresh. Is that Rabban or Daraisa? Chayim mishum toresh. That's Daraisa. Haisa gavi seidos v'nicha aretz. Chayim mishum zareya. The Ram says you're chayim for zareya. Both are Daraisa. Both are Daraisa. For the Rambam, Kaitzer does not mean detaching something from the ground, because it's still benefiting from the ground here. Why am I chayim mishum Kaitzer midaraisa? No, Kaitzer is stunting growth. Stunting growth is Kaitzer. Zareya is aiding growth. The problem with the Rambam is, how is the guy allowed to wipe himself then with this rock? You're violating Anisa midaraisa by picking the rock up off the ground, and now he's wiping himself. Kavod Abrius is only pushing aside Yisurim Darabana, not Yisurim Daraisa. So you know what the Rambam does? He wipes out that Gemara. Okay. Goodbye, Gemara. So he doesn't quote it. You're not allowed to wipe yourself with the rock. Rambam says, okay. He never quotes it. That Gemara never appears in the Rambam. You're never allowed to wipe yourself. Because you can't violate it. He needs to be Daraisa just to wipe himself. Okay? The Rambam just doesn't quote that Gemara. The Rambam understands. He's more consistent or intuitive, perhaps. And that is that the Rambam understands in these two scenarios, Yechayev Koitzer Daraisa and Zareya Daraisa in these scenarios.
And what does he say Koitzer Daraisa is? It's not detaching. It
the Rambam understands the Malachos as, this is what the definition of the Malach is, the Rambam understands the definition of Koitzer Daraisa is stunting growth, and here you have stunted the growth. Maybe, you know, I'm making it grow slower or whatever. And Zareya Daraisa would be aiding growth. Everything is equal then. Everything makes sense. That's the Rambam. And what about the guy wiping himself? How is that allowed? The answer is not. The Rambam never quotes it.
So
it's easy. Yes.
So in the case of the, let's say, everyone,
turn to that Gois HaShri, Rabbi, say, Perech Chesim and Beis in the Rush.
Everyone should basically,
Perech Chesim and
Beis. Basically end up saying that you couldn't use the rock, not because...
No, Rashi says it's allowed, because when you pick the rock up off the ground, it's only Kites and Midrabanan.
Right, but Midrabanan. What do you do with the rock? No matter where you put it,
what do you think
you're going to end up with? You're going to end up with Zareya, basically.
Well, you're going to sit holding the rock the rest of the day. What's going to happen? Where are you going to do with this rock when you're done? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But what's he going to do with this rock?
It's a rock. What are you detaching? I'm confused.
There's stuff growing on the rock.
There's
moss growing.
Is it a rock dependent on the ground?
No, there's stuff growing all around. So it's like a perforated flower pot because nutrients are flying through to the moss.
Have you seen like a rock with like some like dirt and some like grass on it?
Like green stuff. It's something that's alive.
But the fact that it's a rock, it means it's independent of the ground, no? It just has
a perforated flower pot is also independent of the ground, but nutrients fly through the air to the stuff growing in the pot. So two nutrients fly through the air to the stuff growing on the rock.
So according to
I don't know what he can do with this rock at the end, Rabbi say. He can't put it back on the ground. Why can't he put it back on the ground?
Is that gonna be
it's going to be Zareya!
In that state, it's not going to grow anymore. No.
This is almost as bad as what does the guy do if once he realizes he's at an electric urinal, he's there already. You realize he's at an electric urinal. If you walk away, he's going to flush. What's he going to do? Stand there the whole Shabbos?
I guess
It's a Shiloh. What are you going to do? If you walk away, the toilet flushes. If you stand there, nothing happens. So what does he have to do? Stand there the whole Shabbos? Anyway,
that's uncomfortable.
I've been asked this, Shiloh. It's uncomfortable, Shiloh. Yeah. Okay, Perakas. Don't let it happen to you. Rabbi, say Perakas Simon Beis. Yeah, don't.
Does intentions have anything to do with it?
Doesn't what?
Intentions, meaning like for the rock, that's not what you're intending.
No, but it's a psikreje. Too bad. It's also, it's like a guy who puts water onto the grass. You don't intend for it. I want to wash the tails of dime, but it happens every time. Too bad. So it's over here. You put the rock on the ground.
Happens every time?
Yeah, of course it aids growth. Sure. You just put it closer to the ground. Ah, what I could do is put it in a garbage can, but you can't, because if you put it in a plastic bag, now you've totally separated its connection with the ground. See, if I pick it up, it's still connected to the ground somewhat. It's still connected to the ground somewhat. If I take it and put it in a plastic bag, it's not connected to the ground anymore at all. So now you just kite some midaraisa. It's a problem.
The intention wasn't to
I guess they have to have some wastebasket that's made out of porous material or something. I don't know. Yes.
Just adding, so while someone
maybe that's why the Rambam left it out.
It's while someone would be using this rock, there's still aid being given to it.
Sure.
You can't put it back on the
it's flying through the air. Sure. Perek Ches Simin Beis in the Rosh. Perek Ches Simin Beis in the Rosh. On the side of Simin Beis, there's three Hagois Hashriz. We're looking at the third one. It begins Afa Pishik Biyom in Akarka. It corresponds to our Gemara. Afa Pishik Biyom in Akarka. Very Mavato Yinikasa Mishum Kavod Abrius. You're allowed to wipe yourself with this rock, even though you're diminishing its Yinika from the Karka, the amount of nutrients it gets from the Karka. Mishum Kavod Abrius Shari. Aval Shelo Letzarech Kinuach. Not for the purpose of cleaning himself. Asur. You're not allowed to stop move things like this. Tell some of the Rabbana. Hilkach. Therefore. Hi, otzitz nakum shemuna chagabi karka. If you have a perforated flower pot that's sitting on the ground, veinik chagabi yisaydos, you pick it up and put it on a pedestal. Chai mishum toileish midarabanan. So whose camp is he in?
Rashi.
Toileish midarabanan. It's not toileish midarais. It's still benefiting from the ground. You haven't detached it fully. Veinik chagabi karka. Let's say hi muna chagabi yisaydos. If it was on a pedestal, veinik chagabi karka. Then I put it down on the ground. Chai mishum notea deraisa derabanan. Derabanan. He says both are derabanan. Afa gav demuno chagabi yisaydos yonik min akarka ksas. Even though when it was on top of the pedestal, it was being yonik min akarka. Nonetheless, you put it on the ground. You're not chai mishum zerei midaraisa. Hilkok midaraisa ain chai mishum toresh or mishum notea. There's no toresh or notea. Deraisa, only derabanan here.
So how did he define deraisa?
One second. So according to Hagois Hashri, he says that there's, in this scenario, Kaitzer Dirabonon and Zareya Dirabonon. One second. So then what is the definition of Zareya and what is the definition of Kaitzer? Kaitzer Midaraisa is what? We know what that is. That means, like Rashi, you totally detach something from the ground. Here, if you take it and put it on top of, you've put it on top of a pedestal, still benefiting from the ground somewhat, not totally detached. What does Zareya Daraisa mean? Attaching something to the ground? Is that what it means? What is Zareya Daraisa then? Here you aided the growth of the plant. It was on a pedestal, I put it on the ground, didn't I aid the growth of the plant? How is this different than watering a plant? You can't say Zareya is attaching something to the ground, like planting, because watering, we know, we spent a whole shiur on this, watering, we know, is a malacha deraisa of Zareya. Not the I'm malacha, but a tolda. So you can't say Zareya midaraisa means attaching to the ground. You can't say that, and since over here was already attached, I just made it further attached. So you're not chai midaraisa. You can't say it's attaching to the ground. What about watering? We know water in your chayv, nothing new got attached. Zareya must be aiding growth. It must be. We see from watering that Zareya is aiding growth. Well, then why over here? You're not chayv for Zareya deraisa. Just like Rashi said, if I have a pot that's up here and I put it closer to the ground, true, the whole time it's considered attached to the ground because its nutrients are coming from the ground, but how come when I put it closer to the ground, aren't I aiding growth? It should be violating Zareya deraisa. How could it only be Zareya Derabanan? How could this be, Rabbi said? We don't know. So the Egretal has a suggestion, which is very schwer. But we have nothing better. The Egretal suggests, well, this whole topic is hard for us to discuss, we really don't understand how this works. The Egretal suggests when you have a pot that's up here, and you move it closer to the ground, it doesn't grow better, it grows faster. You're not aiding growth. You are speeding up growth.
What's the difference?
That's not Zareya Daraisa. Watering aids growth. Here, I'm speeding up growth. I increase the bandwidth. But nothing comes new. It doesn't come better. It just comes faster. So Aglei Tal says, that's not Zerea Daraisa, speeding up growth. Aiding growth, which is Zerea Daraisa, is making it grow better. That's Zerea Daraisa. You must say this. You can't say Zerea means attaching something to the ground anew. And since this was attached up here and attached down here, it's not Zerea Daraisa, because we know watering is a Zerea Daraisa. Nothing new got attached. So he says that you must say this fair distinction, which is when you lower it to the ground, it just comes faster. It doesn't have to travel through the air, I suppose. Whereas when you water, maybe that makes sense. It just doesn't have to travel through the air, but it doesn't come less. Whereas watering it aids growth in terms of makes it better. So that's the Zerea Daraisa. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a little stretch, but why wouldn't you say that for the case of a candle and you took out oil? You're just speeding up or slowing down the process. You're not affecting how well it's lit.
That is a major machlokes every shonen. When you take the oil out, it's an excellent question. I was hoping nobody would ask that. Because it's complicated. Not because I don't have an answer, it's just complicated. It's a big machlokes every shonen, and many Rishonim hold when you take the oil out, the flame gets smaller. But you're 100% right. It should be a very parallel case, and it should cause a problem for this. And if I wanted to get involved in Inyanim Misubachim, I would do that. But I would rather keep it a little bit clearer. But if we wanted to get involved in intricacies, we have to distinguish between that case and this case. It's a very parallel case. But yes, you're 100% right. It's an excellent point. Okay? So we have a three-way machlokes that we've shown them here. What is the story with a perforated pot that you pick up and put it on Gabi Yesedos? According to Rashi, it's kaitzim and rabbanon to pick it up, zorea d'oraisa to put it down, because the two melachos are not opposites of each other. The Rambam says, no, it's kaitzim d'oraisa, zorea d'oraisa. The two melachos do mirror each other, attaching, detaching. Aiding growth, stunting growth. And the Gosh Hashri has a difficult opinion that it's kaitzim and rabbanon, because nothing got detached, but Zerea Daraisa, why? You can't say Zerea, but Zerea Darabanan, you can't say Zerea is just attaching something to the ground, the opposite of Kaitzer, must be different, because we know watering is a Malacha, Daraisa, so it must be that he understands here, you're just speeding up growth, not necessarily aiding the growth, okay? Three-way Machlokes have shown him. Keep this in mind, it's going to be relevant when we get to the opening the windows question. Okay, this is the perforated pot. This is all perforated pot. What about a non-perforated pot?
Can I ask a question? Yes. I still don't understand what the problem is with the last thing. I'm not understanding the other.
The problem is, what is the difference between these two things? The Agos HaShri says, if I have a pot up here, mm-hmm. right, and I put it on the ground, perforated, what is that? Zerea Daraisa, Zerea Darabanan. Everybody says it's Zerea Daraisa, except for the Agos HaShri says it's Zerea Darabanan. How could it not be Zerea Daraisa? When I have a pot up here, I put it on the ground, it grows better. Why is it different than watering a pot, which is Zerea Daraisa? What is the difference between the two? So we must say, this just speeds up growth, but doesn't aid growth. It's a shvera distinction. Okay, this is all with regards to a perforated pot. What's the story with an otzit she'eino nakuv? An otzit she'eino nakuv. Well, we know one thing about it, Otzit She'eino Nakuv. Is there Toilesh Midaraisa or only Toilesh Midarabanan? Turn to the Mishnah, Sadi Hei Amid Aleph. Sadi Hei Amid Aleph. We saw this already. The Mishnah says, Ha Toilesh Me Otzit Nakuv Chayiv. Okay, you detach something from a perforated pot, which is over the ground. A perforated pot, which is still connected to the ground. If I have a perforated pot, Rabbi Isai, sitting inside of a vault, that's not a perforated pot. Perforated pot means, because the vault itself is not perforated. You can't just have a perforation in the pot. The perforations have to be over the ground. If there's something in between, I put a silver plate in between the perforated pot and the ground, nothing goes through the silver plate. So it has to be that it's a perforated pot over the ground. So Toyesh Me'otzit Nakuv, let's say you pull something out of a perforated pot, Chayiv, there's Kaitzer Midaraisa. There is Kaitzer Midaraisa. Our question was, let's say you lift it up and put it down. Somehow that's only Kaitzer Midarabanan. But if I have, let's say over here, this is the scenario is I have outside, over here in this beautiful area, I have a perforated pot. And in that perforated pot is growing tomatoes. And I pull off a tomato from that perforated pot, that's Kaitzim and Daraisa, everyone agrees. Machlekes, I was showing them over here, is let's say it was on the ground and I pick it up and put it on a pedestal. still attached to the ground. That might only be Kaitzim the Rabbanon. But if I have a perforated pot out over here in the middle of this on top of the ground, and there's tomatoes growing in it, and I pluck a tomato off, that is for sure Kaitzim Midaraisa. That we know. You detach something from the ground. Because that's considered attached to the ground because it's in a perforated pot. What if it's a pot that she'ein onokuv? It's not perforated. I have in my office. I don't. But let's say I had a pot. Perforated, not perforated. It's sitting in the middle of Gluck Center, so it's not over the ground. And I have tomatoes growing in the pot. You can grow tomatoes in a pot, I believe. So you have tomatoes growing in the pot, and then I pluck a tomato off. Kaitzim on Shabbos. Kaitzim midaraisa, kaitzim midarabanan. So the Mishnah says, she'eino nakuv, potter. It's only kaitzer midarabanan. Okay? So up to she'eino nakuv, the Mishnah told us, is only kaitzer midarabanan. If it's a non-perforated pot. And it makes a lot of sense, because it's not attached to the ground. It never was attached to the ground. It never was attached to the ground. Even according to the Rambam, the Kaitz of the Rice is stunting growth. It has to be attached to the ground. Here it's not attached to the ground. It's a non-perforated pot. It's attached to this dirt, but it's not attached to the earth. So it's only Kaitz of the Rambam. Okay?
Why? Because
it's not attached to the ground. How can you... Yeah, stunting growth, detaching...
How
does it mean the Rambam? It doesn't mean the Rambam, they say not to do it. Maybe you'll come to do it in an Atzitz Nukl. Okay, so it's Kaitzim Midarabana, not Zerayasa. What about Zerea? Let's say I want to water my tomatoes on Shabbos in my non-perforated pot. What do you say there? So this never appears in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it just says Kaitzim, there's not Midarayasa. What about Zerea? We've already seen Zerea and Kaitzim are not necessarily mirrors of each other. So look over here in the Chaye Yodam. The Chaye Yodam has this original question. It doesn't appear anywhere. Chaye Yodam in the bottom is the Nishmas Adam, kind of like the Bir Halachas of Chaye Yodam. He has longer discussions. So he says over here the following, we never find this. It waited till the Chaye Yodam to be discussed. You plant tomatoes in a non-perforated pot in Chayev. V'lo matzinu ela le'inyin toilesh. We only find it with regards to Teresh, may Atzit She'en Onakov, the potter. We know that you're potter if you detach something from an Atzit She'en Onakov. Kedis is so perikamatznia. Velo Amru Hazareh ba'atzit She'en Onakov. We never discussed planting in a non-perforated pot. So says the Chaye Yodam on his own. Umistabra de Chayev. I believe that you are Chayev, he says. In order to be Teresh, it has to be attached from the ground. Many Rishonim hold the Malach of Kaitzer is, Teresh is detaching something from the ground. Here it's not attached to the ground. If it's an Atzit She'en Onakuv, it's not attached. It's not attached. But skip all the way down. We don't need to see that Gemara in Kuf Ches. It's not going to help us. Skip down, maybe four lines, five, six, seven lines. In the middle of the line it says, Avalu'inyin chiyuvo de zereya. I was going to see the Gemara of Zion, it's not going to help us. Avalu'inyin chiyuvo de zereya, with regards to the chiyuv of planting, the Marbinan told us, kol shekavenosu la'atzmiya, zereya is aiding growth, ma'ishna nokov mishayna nokov. What difference does it make? We saw if you soak grain in water in order that it should sprout roots, then to later on to be planted in the ground, you can also become chayev there. As long as you are aiding growth, whether it's attached to the ground or not attached to the ground, doesn't make a difference. In order to be chayev for zareya, you can be chayev for zareya, even if it's not attached to the ground. So Chayodim says in an Atzit She'en Onakuv, a non-perforated flower pot. This is your mother's flower pot, even though there's no tomatoes growing there, but something is growing in this pot. Gerbarium, whatever people grow in pots, tomatoes, some people grow plants, all would be Zareya Daraisa or not Zareya Daraisa. Says the Chaye Yodam, Zareya Daraisa. Why? And it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because Zareya is aiding growth. Nothing to do with Nothing to do with attaching or detaching something from the ground. You're aiding growth. Nothing to do with the ground. Kaitzer is either detaching something from the ground or stunting growth, but presumably it has to be attached to the ground. Zerea says, it doesn't have to be attached to the ground. All aiding growth, even if it's not attached to the ground, won't be chayiv midaraisa. Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. This discussion is a shayla d'oraisa is only discussed by the later achronim. The Aruch HaShulchan here says, turn to the Aruch HaShulchan, next page. Same thing. The last four lines of the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Lamed. Vavi av melacha de zareya. Bein amheim nekuvim, bein einam nekuvim. If you ate growth in a perforated pot or a non-perforated pot, pshita de zareya chayev gamba atzit sheino nakuv. It is obvious, he says. Obvious. That there is zoreya d'oraisa even in a non-perforated flower pot. That means if you water your mother's plants, or your mother waters the plants on Shabbos, that's a melacha d'oraisa of zoreya. Even though it's not attached to the ground, it would be a melacha d'oraisa of zoreya. I handed out to you yesterday an egg lay towel. Anyone who doesn't have an egg lay towel here, please take one. Egg lay towel. Oops, sorry. Yeah. Egloi Tal disagrees with this. This is only discussed by the Achron. Doesn't appear anywhere. We can derive it based on the principles of Mishnah, but it's only discussed by the Achron. Egloi Tal says no. There's only Zareya Derabanan. Aiding growth has to be attached to the ground. He says there's no thing. Yes, aiding growth is the malacha of Zareya, but it has to be attached to the ground, just like. Kaitzer might be stunting growth, but it has to be attached to the ground. If it's not attached to the ground, it doesn't mean anything. It has to be attached to the ground. Zareya and Kaitzer are parallel with regards to certain things. See, this makes a lot of sense for the Rambam, that Zareya and Kaitzer are, in fact, parallels. If you said like Rashi and Agosa Shri, that they're not mirror images of each other, they're already totally different. This is detaching from the ground. This is just aiding growth. Chaya, that makes a lot of sense. I'm not saying it's a machlokas lishitasam, that they're arguing in the same machlokas that we shown him, but we can understand the Chayadam based on Rashi and Agos HaShri, because they already are distinct. Kotzer and Zareya have nothing to do with each other. Two totally different definitions. Kotzer is detaching something from the ground, Zareya is aiding growth. So okay, even if it's not attached to the ground, you can aid growth, even though it's not Kotzer. But for the Rambam, they are pretty much mirror images of each other. Kotzer is stunting growth, Zareya is aiding growth. So once the Mishnah said with regards to Kaitzer, it's only the Rabbanan, because Kaitzer d'oraisa is only if it was attached to the ground. So then the Egloi Tal says, so too Zareya has to be attached to the ground. He compares the two. That makes a lot of sense for the Rambam, that they're pretty much parallel, the mirror images of each other. For Rashi and the Gosha Shri, they have nothing to do with it. They're totally different definitions. But for the Rambam, we can understand where the Egloi Tal is coming from. So Egloi Tal says like this, Chav Gimel, Sivka Inarov, he says, Yiroi Li, all by himself. Shazareya Ba'otzit She'ino Nakuv. Let's say you plant in a non-perforated power pot, which is all of our home plants. Hinei L'chara Yesh L'Safek, Mi Aminan De Logara. Do we say it's like soaking Chitim, that you're Chayev for Zareya? That's like soaking grain so that it should sprout roots. Oh, he says, maybe not. It's not normal. Who plants in a pot? So skip down to Kambes. Here we get to the Etzem Davar. He says, very easy, but Sefer Magen Avos. I saw in the Sefer Magen Avos, Shekasam, Dazareya. That's a Mordechai Benet. If that means anything to you. Shekasam, Dazareya, Ba'atzit Shein Onakuf Patur. If you plant in an atzit sheino nakuv, you are patur. That's the Rabbanan. V'heir klal mehadashar chitin v'sarim b'mayim. He never mentions this idea of soaking grain and barley in water. Ach nistapik sasim yesh lumot zareya mikotzer mikomakom mistabeli deshavin hema. He says, I believe they are in fact the same. Just like kotzer needs to be attached to the ground, so too zareya needs to be attached to the ground to be chai for d'oraisa. So he says if you water then a pot that's a non-perforated pot, but I have something growing in the pot, so then he says you would only violate kaitza midrabanan if I detach something, I pluck a tomato from it, and so too you only violate zareya deraisa, zareya derabanan, if I aid the growth. Because it's not attached to the ground. Just like kaitza has to be attached to the ground, so to zareya. This is a larger issue. How intertwined are zareya and kaitza? Are they really mirror images of each other? So the Eglital understands they really are linked. Which we understand based on the Rambam, but for the Chai Adam understands, no, they have nothing to do with each other. So Kotzer, yes, has to be attached to the ground. Zareya, not. So again, Halacha L'maaseh, if you water a plant, a non-perforated flower pot, according to Chai Adam, Chai Zareya D'Araisa, according to the Eglital, it would only be Midrabanon. Because of, but either way, it's also Midrabanon. So because of that, either way, it tells me the Rabbanon writes the Shvisas HaShabbos the following thing. Many people put plants where in the home? Where's the most common place to find plants in the home? Next to the window. What do most people do who are not hermits? In the morning, they open the windows. But what are you doing by opening the window?
Aiding
the growth. The rabbis say major problems. Major problems. Sif Yud, we're looking at the page Tadi Aleph in the Shvisas HaShabbos.
You're just speeding it up.
No, come on.
No, you're actually
eating come on. Page Tadi Aleph in the Shvisas HaShabbos. Page Tadi Aleph. Shvisas HaShabbos, Zareya, Sif Yud, all the way at the end. Shh. One of the things that was listed in that Yushalmi, which listed all the things that Yochai for Zareya, was watering. One is also ha'ois abatim, you protected all of these things. Right, the streets of the Shabbos, al kain, I'm sorry, one light after I marked off. Al kain, therefore, misha yesh al otzitz, you have a pot, hazarua b'chalon, that is planted near the window, osur liftoyach olino hachalon. You are not allowed to open or close, because what happens if you close it? Kaitze derabanan. You're stunting growth. It's not kaitza d'oraisa, but it's kaitza midrabanan. It's like having the pot on the ground and picking it up and putting it on top of a pedestal. You're stunting the growth. So the Rambam held that would be d'oraisa of kaitza. We're holding it's only d'rabanan. It wouldn't be d'oraisa, not attached to the ground. But anyway, only d'rabanan. But you still, it's kaitza midrabanan. So you're not going to open it. Shai of zareya d'oraisa. Maybe zareya d'rabanan, maybe zareya d'oraisa. And you're not to close it. You can't put an awning out over the pots. If some people have awnings on their porch, and he's going to put an awning out, and there's plants underneath the awning, that'll also be a problem. If it's to protect it from the cold, or to remove the awning, all of these things are going to be a shaila of kaitzer.
Awnings
outside? Or Zareya, huh?
Awnings
outside.
I thought, yeah, an awning in
general. Might be Kaitzer. Oh, well, Shiloh. Yeah, it might be a Shiloh. There might be ways around it, but yeah. Yes. Yes. Excellent. So again, if you have this non-perforated flower pot next to the window, it might be Kaitzer midaraisa. It's Kaitzer midarabanan to close the shade. It might be Zareya midaraisa to open it. Might be. So what do? You can't open the shade then on Shabbos? We have to be hermits. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva, Rav Avadya has the same tshuva, the same idea. And they both are meiko as long as the plants are not right next to the window. If they're not right next to the window, let's say the plant's a little bit moved away from the window. So then they allow it. Why? Because we had yesterday the svar of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, if I pour water over here and the water trickles down the driveway to the grass, that's allowed. As long as that's not what I have intention for. I'm intending to wash my hands on the Tilas Yadayim. Ah, it's a psigreshe that the water is going to go to the grass. Yeah, but I'm not doing it directly. I'm putting it onto the driveway. Then it's going to trickle down to the grass. So he said, whenever you have a grumma, you're not handling it directly. And it's just happening later on as it trickles down to the grass. And I'm not really intending for it, but it's a psigreshe. So he said, you put those together. It's mutter. Why? Because the only time something that's not direct relates to me is that that's what I have intention for. If I have intention to water the grass and I put it on the driveway, yes, that relates to me. But if I, and that's my melacha. But if I put it on the driveway and it rolls down to the grass and that's not what I have intention for, so then what occurs afterwards doesn't relate to me. It's only when you have intention for it. So over here, they say the same thing. If you open up the window over here But the sunlight is going to affect the plants over here. That's the same as the Chasam Sofer is pouring the water on the driveway, that it trickles down to the grass, that's allowed if that's not what you have intention for.
It's not a lot different.
Why? I have intention. Why? I have a plant over here. I open up that window. I'm sure it helps the plant grow that there's light in the room.
But I'm saying with the water, it's...
But it's bouncing off everything.
I'm saying with the water, it takes a little while. When you open the window, the sun's there. It's not like...
That's true, but it's not directly on to the plant.
Just because it's not next to the window?
Yeah, that's what they say. As they say. You're saying it's happening at the speed of light.
I mean, if that's the case, then it shouldn't matter where the plant is.
No, it's a question. No, because if it's right there, that's what I'm doing.
Second I open it instead of the second.
Yeah. So you must say, if it's set off somewhat from the window, that's what they say. Set off somewhat from the window, and that's not what you have intention for. If you have intention for the plants to grow.
I got a sense that everyone that has a plant inside their house, they're putting it somewhere where there's sunlight.
Of course. But the question is, when they open the window, do they have intention for the plants? They have intention not to be a hermit.
Fine, but they put the plant there with the intentions of the sun.
That's true, but it's not what they have intention. I'm not thinking about now about the plants. I'm thinking about looking friendly. And not being the spooky eyes on the block.
The plant is being put, like, I'm not putting my plant in my basement because there's no sun.
Yeah.
There.
All right.
Wait, so it's a double shame.
The heter would be is that it's a psik reshe. You don't intend to now aid the growth of the plants. You intend not to look like a hermit, and it might happen as a psik reshe. It's for sure going to happen, but it's not. I'm not handling it directly. So you have that same heter as the chasam sofer, where you're putting water onto the driveway that runs down to the grass. If my primary intention is to wash and tilos yadayim, so it's over here. My primary intention is not to help the plants, but rather to open the window. So yes, it's going to happen, but it's not my primary intention.
This isn't
Ravadia and Ratzi Pesach Frank both say the same thing. So it is allowed to open the windows and, you know, the shades, as long as the plants are not right there, and as long as that's not what you have intention for.
So what about putting roses in a water vase?
We're going to get there. We always set on that. All right, we're going to get there. Right now, I'm glad you brought it up.
Oh,
Rabbi said, this is all two things we've been discussing. Atzitz Nakuv is a perforated flower pot. Atzitz She'eino Nakuv is a non-perforated flower pot, the plants. But all of these things have one thing in common, and that is that they are alive. They are alive. However, if you cut flowers from the ground, I'm not a botanist or anything, and I don't presume to be, but when you cut it from the ground, it is dead. It is no longer a chance that the Tchiyas HaMeisim. Things are over now. It's just a question of decomposing. We have flowers on our table. That's just decomposing dead flowers. And it doesn't sound that appetizing when you phrase it that way, but that's really what it is. So Amos says, is there Zareya by dead flowers? No. Because they are not coming back. There's no Tchias HaMesim here. So you're not aiding growth. There's no aiding growth. It's dead. Dead flowers. So therefore, the Amos says, Sif Aleph, turn into the sheets. Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph. Yes. You think they're alive?
No. I'm saying, are you not aiding it to say the flower to open, or it'll open even if you put it in?
Let's read the Ramah. Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. Then now we're talking about a third category. This is dead flowers. Mutar Lahamid Anfei Ilonos B'mayim B'Shabbos. You can put them in water. You can water them. You know why? They're dead. Uvilvad, as long shelo yu pirochim v'shoshanim sheim niftachim milachluchas amayim. It's gonna continue to sprout. Now, why does it continue to sprout? Is that because it's alive? No, that's kind of like we mentioned yesterday, every time this video with the cutting off the head of the sheep. The sheep shakes after you cut off the head. That doesn't mean the sheep is alive. It has no head. It's not brain dead. It has no brain. It's dead. Why does it continue to shake? It's a whole discussion about Shechita, why it continues to shake after you cut off the head. But it can see things happen. Processes are still, it takes time for everything to die.
So that's why you're allowed to put arose in water on Yantuf?
They're dead. Yes, dead. So you're allowed to put them in water. But, says the Rama, if you have buds that will now continue to open, so now it looks like Zareah. It's not really Zareah. Everything here is dead. But if it's going to continue to open, so then the Ramah says it doesn't look good.
So what's really?
Huh?
It's in a vase.
But it looks like things are growing and sprouting, and it's springtime, and it's that looks bad. We know that. You're very, you're a realist. You like to tell like it is. But people are...
It's still having to grow.
It's not growing, it's dead.
If you put it all in the thing, you put like a branch of the thing in water, the roots will start to come out of it.
If that's your intention, that's like Hashera Chitim B'mayim. You're intending now to grow it later on in the dirt. Then you would be chayv, because that's normal, and then you intend later to plant it on in the dirt. So it's really just a preparatory stage. Most people, when they plant, put roses in a vase, that's not their intention. They put out rubbish. If you are cultivating it in that way, you're right, it would be Zerei D'Oraisa. But let's assume the standard case is that's not your intention. So if that's not your intention, you're putting dead flowers in, it's not Zerei D'Oraisa. It's not Zerei D'Rabbanan, it's nothing. But the Rama says... But the Rama says if the flowers will continue to open just because it takes time for the processes of life to cease, so that looks like Zareya, and that itself is Osir. However, what I don't think this applies to most of our flowers. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa discusses, let's say you have the buds there, which is usually the case with our flowers. You have a bud there, and the roses or the tulips now open. But the flower was there the whole time. He says that's not what the Rama is talking about. There's nothing new. No one thinks that the rose came back to life just because it opened. But if you have sometimes a flower will develop, the bud will turn into a flower, and then the flower will open. That is what the Rama is talking about. Not if just the flower is closed. So you go home, please, you know, say you can't put flowers like this into the water because the flower is closed and it's later going to open. No, that's not what he's talking about. That happens all the time. What we're talking about is now it's going to develop, the bud will open into something new, like a flower. But if the buds have all opened, then that's not part of this discussion. Yes?
I don't understand this. So are you allowed to put in something that's already, as the Shmir Shalash Kilchasa said, that it's already budded but not open? You could put that in?
As long as the flower is there, nothing new is going to come. I mean, but let's say you have a closed bud, and then sprouts forth the flower, and now it becomes red. It was green, closed, you know, capsule, and it becomes red. Something new came. See, that's what the Rama means. You shouldn't do that much.
Okay, but if it's already red, it just hasn't fully...
It hasn't fully opened, that's not what we're talking about. Because then nothing new came. He says only when there's something new.
So if your flower...
That looks like Zareya.
So if your flower falls out of the pot on out of the vase on Shabbos, you just put it right back in?
Yes. Yes. There are coolers here all the time, by the way. See? You can put it back in. It's not going to be cool. That's Zareya, yeah. Of course, you can put it back in. Well, let's say to put it in for the first time. That was the obvious example was you had the rose fell out of the vase. What about putting it in for the first time? Let's say you come home with flowers before Shabbos. You should always buy flowers for Shabbos. It's nice etza, shalom bayis. Bring home flowers before Shabbos. And you forgot to put it in the vase. No one put it in the vase. Come Friday night, oh, they're going to die now, these beautiful flowers. So can you put them in a vase anew, the first time on Shabbos? So Rama says... As long as there aren't buds that are going to open now. Does it sound like it's the first time it's being in the water? Does he mention that it was ever in the water before in a Gilgal, previous Gilgal? No. Sounds like even for the first time.
Is there a difference between coming from water and then going back into water?
Yes. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura on the next page. 38. Sifkat Nud Dalid. Mishnah Brura says, Rotsa Lomar, the Shamevuar. He says, when you look later in Simin Tuf Reish Nun Dalet, there it says, you can only, Shamevuar, Eina Mutter B'Shabbos, Kim Lahaf Zer B'Mayim. You can put it back in water, but you can't put it in water for the first time. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on his comments on this Sif in the Ramah, the Mishnah Brura is basically quoting Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, how could the Ramah imply? The Ramah says, if you have cut flowers, you can put it in water. And the Ramah implies, even for the first time. But as Rabbi Kiva Eger can be, later on in Hilchos Dalet Minim, it says you can only return to the water, you can't put it into the water for the first time. Turn to the next page, page 39. Gemara Masechet Sukkah. The Mishnah says in Masechet Sukkah the following.
What's the difference between returning it and first time?
I'll tell you in a second. Mishnah says, Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Med Aleph, Mikabelas Isha Miyad Bina, a woman takes from her son, Umiyad Bala, from her husband, presumably the man doesn't know his way around anything, Umar Zirotha Lamayim, B'Shabbos, you can put it back into water on Shabbos. This does not apply anymore, Rabbi Yisrael Bizman Hazeh, this is not Halacha Lamaisa, this is talking about at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that they took Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Oh, then you could put it in the water on Shabbos. Nowadays, our lulav and our muktzah on Shabbos. You cannot touch it, you cannot move it. It's muktzah. It has no use on Shabbos. Our da would mean him. is not being discussed here. So if you want to put your dalminim in water for Shabbos, you have to do it before Shabbos. So mekabelas ishim yad benom yad bagam asiros lemayim b'Shabbos. You can put it back into the water on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'Shabbos machzirin. On Shabbos you can put it back. B'yomtiv moisifin. You can't put it in new water, but you can add new water. You can't put it in a whole new pot of water, but you can add water. Uvamoyed machlifin. Cholamoyed, you can switch it. What is the Isa here? It's because of tircha. So tircha on Shabbos is our filling vases. I would say, what's the big tircha? In those days, you had to draw water from a well, this, that. So water was a big deal. So to put it in new water on Shabbos was also because of tircha. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, if by the lulav it was only allowed to return, not to put in new water anew, so then the flowers too, when the Rama said you could put flowers in water, he doesn't mean to put it in new water, he means to put it back in the water that was in originally. But if you have flowers that were never put into water, so then Rabbi Akiva Eger says that you can't now put it in water for the first time. It's no different than the Mishnah in Sukkah. Okay, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Mishnah Berurah, also quotes like that. However, there are those who disagree with this Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Mishnah Berurah, and they note the Tshuvas HaRashba. Turn to page 40. The Rashba has this exact shaila. Page 40 in the Tshuvas HaRashba. Rabbi Avadya disagrees with this Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Mishnah Berurah say you cannot put flowers in a new thing of water on Shabbos. Halach l'maizah, you can't put flowers in a new thing of water. You can put it back, just like the lulav, but you can't put it in new water. However, therefore, by the way, if you want to keep your aravas, hadasim, lulav, you should really have it in water. You should really have it from before, set it up like that before yantiv, and then you can put it back in. Put it back in on yantiv. But what about putting in new water? It sounds like not. The flowers, too. However, the Rashba says he thinks there's a difference. Look, the Rashba has this exact shayla. Sh'alta, mahu lahashkar says hatolish b'Shabbos. Can you water something that is already cut from the ground on Shabbos? Kadesh lo yichmosh, so that it should not dry out. That's our flowers. You want to put the flowers in water so it should not dry out. Ve'echad min ha'chaverim, one of my friends, poshut lesar, he says, of course it's usar, like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Me'hodis nan, we learned in the Mishnah in Sukkah. Mikabelas ishim yad beno, machzirot solamayim b'Shabbos. You're only allowed to return it. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to put it in new water. However, the Rashba disagrees. He says, Tshuva. Ain't no nearly came. He says, I don't think this is correct. He says, if the flower, the vegetable, he's talking about vegetables, they shouldn't dry out. The same would be true for flowers. If they're able to be eaten now, so then they're different than the lulav. Ain't maybe in raya mi lulav, she'ain a roi l'tatlo b'Shabbos. See, a lulav should have been muksa on Shabbos. We allowed it in the times of the Beis HaMikdash because they would take lulav on Shabbos. Nowadays it is muksa. We actually treat the lulav as muksa on Shabbos. In times of the Beis HaMikdash it should have been muksa. It should have been muksa. So since it should have been muksa, so then one is only allowed to return it to the water, but he's not allowed to put it in water anew on Shabbos. Why? Because you're taking the lulav from where it was and you're putting it into new water. You're moving it, not for the purpose of a mitzvah. We allow you to move the lulav on Shabbos for a mitzvah, yes. But just to take it and put it into new water is not allowed. It's really muksa. So you can take it from your mitzvah and put it back into the old water that it was in. But to take it from no one and put it into new water, it's really tiltal muksa. You're not supposed to touch it, handle it for no reason. So it's tiltal muksa. But he says vegetables, or the same would be true for our flowers. Our flowers are not muksa. It has a use on Shabbos. Anything that has a use on Shabbos is not muksa. For example, you have a vase in the middle of the table. You want to eat. So you take the vase, you move the vase to the other table. That's allowed. The vase is not muksa. Why is the vase not muksa? It's no different than if I had a bowl in the middle of the table. Everything here has a use. What's the use? We enjoy looking at it. That's a use. And it's commonly moved. We have intention sometimes to move it from place to place. It's not muksa. The lulav should have been muksa, so to take it from over here and put it into water anew, that you're not allowed to do. Because you're moving, it really should have been muksa. But flowers? Why can't I put it in new water on Shabbos? I pick up the flowers and put them in the water. What's the problem? It's not muksa. So Rabbi Avadia says, based on this Shubas HaRashba, that the Rama really means what he said. He said you could take flowers and put them into water for the first time on Shabbos. It's not the same as the lulav. Lulav should have been muksa. So you can't stop moving for no reason to put it into water for the first time. But flowers would be allowed. Flowers would be allowed. What if you have, by the way, last case we're going to discuss, what if you have a plant in the middle of your table? What if you have a plant in the middle of your table? Can you move the plant?
Why would it be any different?
Huh?
Why would it be any different?
It'd be fine because it's not on the ground. It's not near the ground.
You have cut flowers, the Rama said, Mutter Lahamidam Vamayim, you can put them in water as long as no new buds are going to grow, because then it looks like Zareya.
Why is this different than?
So we had two opinions. One opinion was the Mishnah Brura, and Rabbi Akiva Eger said that you can't put it rak machzir in the mayim. You can't put it in water anew.
Who said that?
Mishnah Brura and Rabbi Akiva Eger.
And
the Rama says you're allowed to put it. He never mentions returning. They say only returning. Why? Because there's the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah says by the lulav machzir in the mayim, but you can't put it in for the first time. With regards to lulav, machzir in the mayim. However, the Tshuvas HaRashba, Rav Avadia quotes this lamaisa, disagrees with this notion. Rabbi Akiva Eger is way after the Tshuvas HaRashba, obviously. He says the Mishnah Tzuka has nothing to do with this. He says you can even manichim b'mayim, you can put it in mayim for the first time, not just Mahzirin. It's not the same as the Mishnah by Lulav. Lulav, you can only return because it's doing muksa. You're not supposed to be handling it. So you take it, you put, do your mitzvah, put it back in the water. To take it from nowhere and put it into water, you shouldn't do because you're not really allowed to handle the Lulav on Shabbos. It should have been muksa. We allowed it for a mitzvah, but for not the mitzvah, you shouldn't touch it. Now the Rashba says that's not true by our flowers. Because since our flowers, this is only by the Lulav, which should have been muksa, but our flowers are his vegetables. Are not muksa, so you could even put it into water for the first time. That's a bevadia. A bevadia say pasins like that. So machlokas, big machlokas. Can you do this or not? Put flowers into water for the first time. But let's say why the flowers not muksa. Everyone enjoys looking at them. So if you have flowers in the middle of the table, you want to move it to a different table so you can have more room on the table. I can have a meal and I can't see you because you're the big flower arrangement. So you can move it from one place to another place. What about a plant? What about if you have a plant in the middle of the table? Can you move it from one place to the other? So this is the last thing we're going to see. Turn to Shvisas HaShabbos. I just handed it out to you.
Why is that different from the flowers?
I'll show you. Well, the plant is alive. The flowers are dead.
Right.
The plant is alive.
So what's the issue if it's alive?
Well, look over here. Shvisas HaShabbos, page pay test. Page Paytas. So Shvisa Shabbos says the following, Sifkat and David. The Sefer Mincha Shabbos, Hevi B'Shem, Sefer Tehillah LeDavid, the Mashma, the Litlo Me'agabe Karka, U'anicho Agabe Karka. I move it from one place on the ground. Let's say I have a perforated flower pot, or any flower pot. Here it's talking about a perforated flower pot. It's on the ground, and I just slide it along the ground to a different spot. Allowed or not allowed? It's attached to the ground the whole time. I have it over here, and I slide it along the ground to a different spot.
What?
Right. A perforated flower pot. On the ground, okay? It's benefiting from the ground. And I slide it over. He says, Mutter, what's the problem? Dimashu, the litlum agabi karka, anicha agabi karka, the whole time it's agabi karka. No problem. He says, V'lo ro divrei ha'vechein kasev b'shem sefer minchas pitim de mutter betilto. Okay, he quotes the standard Achareinim on Hilchos Shabbos that it's allowed. But the Shvisas HaShabbos disagrees. He says, no. Loiro'u divrei ha-me'iri. They missed a me'iri. Turn to the me'iri. Last page of the packets. We finally got there. Last page of the sheets. Writes the me'iri, the followings. On that Gemara, the old Gemara with the rock and the moss growing on the rock. And we had the plant that was on the ground. You put it on the pedestal, you put it onto the ground, rise to Me'iri. V'nimtza l'divrehem comes out. Shem ein mosif lo yinika. Let's say it's not that it was on the ground, you put it on the pedestal ground. You don't you'd move it without switching its intensity of nutrient growth. You just move it. Shem'ein mosif lo yinika el shemishaneo mimokum lemokum poter. It sounds like from the Gemara, and that's what the Shvi'is HaShabbos quotes many achronim saying. Yes, you can't pick it up from the ground and put it down, but let's say I move it from place to place without changing anything. Fine. V'li nireh, he says no. Shemishaetiko mimokomo nikra koitzer ukishiniko bimokum yinika. Afil ein of yinika rishaino nase zorea. You cannot move it at all. So if you have a flower pot, which is also Zerea Deraisa according to many, so it's the same as a perforated flower pot, many hold it Zerea Deraisa, then you cannot move any flower pot, which is something that is alive, from one place to another place, even though it has pretty similar circumstances in either place. Place A, place B are very similar. The Me'iri says you're not allowed to move it.
Why?
The Achronim, the Me'iri, the Shvi'is HaShabbos quote said it's allowed. The Gemara said you can't put it up, down. That you can't do because you're making it grow. Or you can't open the window with intention that it should grow. Yes, but in the same room, I move it from place A to place B. What's the problem? Me'iri says you can't do it. He says even though the Gemara never mentioned moving it from place to place on the ground in the same type of circumstances, he says he thinks that to move it from one place to another place is Kaitzer and then Zareya. Nimtze, he says, why? So I believe the pshat is the following in the Me'iri. I believe the pshat in the Me'iri is that it's because when you move everything, every place that you're in has certain circumstances to it. Musar Haskell. But the pot is in one place. There's a certain amount of light, darkness, wind, everything. You move it to a different place, the circumstances will never be entirely the same. You cannot move a plant from place A to place B without changing something. Something's going to change. The angle of the light, this, that. So when you open the window, you could say, my main intention is to open the window, not to affect the plant. Here you are moving the plant, biyadayim, from one place to another place. Then no way the circumstances will all be the same in place A to place B. Something's going to change. So it will either be koitzer, because it went down, or it will be zareya. You will increase growth. But it will never be the exact same situation in the secondary place. It just can't be. Even if you move it from side to side, here is different than here. You might say, no, they're all in the same room. It's negligible. But the Me'iri, many might say that, but you're just sliding it from one place on the ground to the other place on the ground. Shvi'is HaShabbos quoted Achronim who said that. But then the Shvi'is HaShabbos himself sides with the Me'iri. That no, to switch it from one place to another place will always be something different. Place A to place B can never be the same. That's what the Me'iri said. So then you really can't move a flower pot at all. You can't move a flower pot at all. It will either be Zorea or it will be Kotzer. So if you have a flower pot, that you just want to move, where there's something alive, that's what I mean. Whether it's Atzitz Nakov, Shein Nakov, doesn't make a difference. Many held it was Zerea Doraisa, even in a non-perforated flower pot. But the Shvi'is HaShabbos quoted some who said, who was it? I forgot who he quotes, the Tehillah, the David or whatever. He quotes Achronim that to move a flower pot is Mutter. But then the Me'iri, which is how he sides with, Me'iri says that it's also because it will never be the same. Place A to place B, the circumstances will never be the same. So it will either be Zorea or Kotzer. But it can never be the exact same circumstances.
Why can't it be both?
Yeah, maybe when you move, it could be both. It could be one or the other or both. As a Ramosha Paskin too, that you can't move a flower pot. Since you can't move, it might even be Mukta. Once you can't move it, now.
How is it? I don't understand how that's closer than when it comes to a flower pot. Like, you have a flower pot on your table.
Yes.
And if you were to move it,
let me ask you, I water a flower pot.
Right.
Is that Mutter or Asr?
On Shabbat?
Yes.
Asr.
That was what we had here. That's this.
Aren't you aiding it to grow by doing that?
Yes. So okay. Let me ask you a question. I move it from one place in the room, and you can't say you didn't have intention for this, and you're not handling it. You are handling it.
You're handling it because you want, let's say you want to eat or something.
That's right, but you are handling it. So you can't, so it's a regular psikereshe. I might not be intending for it, but I'm handling it.
Right.
Okay? So now I want to move it from my table. Where are you going to put it? Is that further away from the window or closer to the window?
Further away from the window.
You just did kaitzer.
But could it be less than a share?
You know what I'm saying? Let's say in your dining room, here's the table, right? Let's say this is the table. Window over here, table over here. I have a pot. Now I say, I needed to move it. I have a middle of my table, I have my tomatoes growing. So I take my tomatoes or my flower pot, I move it over here. Now it's farther away from the window. That's kaitzer. And so where are you going to move it? Over here? That's zareya. So now I'll move it to a parallel table. There's no such thing as a parallel circumstance. So that's where a Moshe pot, like that's what the Meiri is saying, which is, you can never move it from place to place. So flower pots really can never be moved. Somehow, what difference does it make? I just slide it on the ground. It's growing the same place A, place B. But there's no such thing, really. It's always going to be some
fight. Like that, how do you measure?
You're not chayiv, but it's not something to rabbanon, at least, for sure. Yes, yeah.
There'd be a difference of speeding up here versus...
Nah, it's a shared distinction. We mentioned that because we were backed into a corner. But I really don't think it makes a difference. Speeding up, aiding, these are all the same. That was to explain the third hagos, hashri. I mean, it's bad svara.
Rosan, don't you usually put plants on your table for somewhere for decoration, not so much to eat it to grow?
It's growing, whether you like it or not. You have
no,
a growing
thing. You water it, you're supposed to give it some. But if you have a plant for decoration on your table, and you want
that's called the davashen miskavein, but it's sikreshe, but it's happening every time.
What's happening
when I'm moving? Okay, Rabbi, Gemara, Sima Teva.